State.
How are you a different player now than you were?
I feel like I'm just more smarter, man, and I'm feeling the game a lot better than I did my earlier years, and I just know where the quarterback wants to go with the ball.
In this last game, you look like Ronnie Lott out there. You're playing. I mean, I always see it when you can.
Right.
Yeah,
I think so, man. And I'm 6 years in, man, and I've seen a lot of stuff. So I think that right there has slowed the game down a lot, man. And it's just helping me react a lot faster.
Are you healthy? You gonna be okay for this game?
I am. I'm practicing today and on throughout the week, and I'm just getting that confidence builder.
You probably go out on one leg, right? To play in the Super Bowl.
I have two out there. I'll be all right. This right one to hold up.
Could you have imagined this when you were with the Rams? I mean, you guys were close a couple of years.
We were close?
Huh?
Well, you said we were close?
Well, I mean, not Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I only remember that probably 1 year happening, man, but I didn't see it, man, at the time, but, I've been dealing with injuries and stuff, man, and just other players around us. It just wasn't, working.
It seemed like you, in those years, you'd have, like training camp or off-season injuries, and, the coaches couldn't see what you could do, right?
Yeah, it was more so just training camp. Yeah, but, all that's together now, man. That was a long time ago, so like I said before, I thought getting out of St. Louis was the best thing for me.
Do you train differently now to prepare for camp or no?
No, I just train smarter. Yeah, just train smarter and just don't put my body through too much work.
Hey, Darren, can you talk about your friends in Huntsville? Have you heard from them? What's your communication back home?
Oh, Huntsville, man, I got a lot of love in Huntsville, man, and, that's part of me, and that's what I do it for, man, and I'm always going to be at Huntsville.
Now, can you talk about the journey from Lee High School to now? What are some memories from Lee High School? Is there a game, an event?
Man, just playing ball with all my friends, man, that I grew up with, man, and, we still communicate to this day. So that was my biggest memory, and just going out there every day, every Friday night, and just having fun with them, man, and just joking. That's what I miss the most about it.
Now, talk about any friends or family coming to town.
Yeah, my family, like mother, sisters, brother-in-law, a lot of them, man. It's probably about 10 people.
And now, talk about your injury. How are you feeling? How's the recovery? It sounds like you'll be on the field today.
Yeah, I will. Injury's feeling fine, man. Like I said, pain-free is the biggest thing, man. So I'm happy about it. I'm happy where I'm at, and just keep working the Sunday.
And talk about
you
delivered a big game. What that feels like?
Feels like nothing to me, but it just get my team riled up, man. It's just something I really don't feel it when it happens. All right, thank you.
You mentioned getting out of St. Louis was a good thing for you. Why was that?
I mean, because I felt like I went through a lot of, had a lot of little nagging injuries, and I felt like just getting away and just getting a fresh start with my career, man, was the best thing for me.
Like a change of scenery type deal?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was Baltimore like? What was that year like for you?
It was special, man. Walking in, man, that whole organization just accepted me. And, and we built a bond together. It was like a family out there. And, and they showed me just how to play, like, championship ball, how to be accountable. So I felt like out there in Baltimore, it was just a special time, a great year. Coach Kubiak, from offensive coordinator to head coach, and I only was on a 1 year contract out in Baltimore, so that right there opened the door for Denver. Yeah, we worked together for a full year, so yeah, he knew.
In where is
it? In Baltimore, yeah.
I forgot that he was that he was there, so he knew what he had and kind of brought you with him.
Absolutely.
How can you explain, you think of guys like Long and Lord Knight and Rams have never been in the playoffs, how is it different to go in and be part of a winning team and to know that you could be playing on this last weekend of the season?
Hold on, say that one more time for me. I'm sorry.
Just, what's it like playing on a winning team? I mean, you've got former Rams teammates like Long and Lord Knight that have been at it even a little longer than you and never tasted that. What's it like, you know, showing up to work every day with a winning organization?
I mean, it's fun. You know, that winning is always fun, man. And we just have fun, like, with each other and just going and put the work in. And I think that's more so what this team is about, man. We love coming to work. We all just make work a little easier, man. It goes by a lot faster just when we joke around, just put the work in.
Yeah, were you surprised to hear that the Rams are moving to L.A.?
I knew it was coming. I just didn't know when. It seems like that's their home. That's where they're supposed to be. And I think it's good for them.
Yeah, they were there for 50 years, I guess.
Right.
Now, facing this Carolina offense, high-powered offense, what kind of challenges they
I mean, just we know it's just going to be a physical game. They have some big backs, some pretty big receivers. But, you know, it's going to be a physical game, man, a great matchup, number one offense versus the number one defense, man. And that's what you want to see.
And how about Cam Newton? He's as big as a defensive end.
Yeah, he is a special player, man. So we definitely he's the first one we have to stop. I mean, we just keep everyone accountable, man, and and we bring it every night, every week, you know, and we just like I said, we always put the work in.
So I heard you right when I came up. You call the plays for the back end.
I mean, we get the defense in all through the middle linebacker, but I get it to the corners if they're not in the huddle. We did, actually. So we did. And for the most part, we have done that, man. We all just focused on the same goal, just getting this championship. I mean, Coach did what he felt he needed to do, man, and he limited the distraction. And so, we, like I said before, we all just focused on winning this ring.
You know, one thing about Super Bowl, the team that's the loosest does the best.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you describe your team when it comes to just being loose?
Hey, we ready, man. Like, this been us all year. And so we always walk in the game confident, like loose, man, just ready to play.
North Carolina takes loosen to a different level. Does that bother you guys at all the way they play, or does that just?
No, it's fun for us. We ready to go, man. Like, we embrace all that. So they like to have fun. We like to have fun. Nah, we don't have to resemble nobody. We are who we are.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir.
Darian, thanks, man. Good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What's your plan to stop
all this? Just being physical, man, putting hands on them. So we're just going to go out there and just do what we do best.
Cam Newton.
Get all 11 hats to him, man, when he try to run the ball. That's we know that he's like another running back. Oh, man. I want to say it was Brett Favre back in the day. I can't remember who they were playing, but that was probably my favorite player growing up.
At that moment, did you have a dream to be here at number 15?
Not number 50, but I had a dream of playing in the NFL and at least getting here. And now it's here, man, so I'm ready to take it over, man. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why I came to Denver. Yes, sir.
What kind of problems does Cam face?
He has a strong arm, so we know he can throw the ball a mile. So biggest thing for us is just taking away his deep ball.